Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast.
This paranormally.
With Jen and Joe.
Shoddy and Joe Bean, as I like to call my brother. What's up, my brother? How are you?
It is different recording here in your house.
I know, we're in the haunted house today.
Our studio table is in your garage for the garage sale.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Guys, I had a garage sale, right?
Yeah.
Because I have millions of crazy stuff. I'm telling you, I think I attract the strangest people to. I don't know if it's all garage sales or it's just me.
So we'll see if the guy that we talked about last week is going to show up again this Saturday.
Yeah.
If he does, tell him we want to get him on the air.
Yeah, and he was so fascinated about the story of Gibbs Bridge that I was telling him. So we'll get into that later.
Yeah, so we decided, let's talk about haunted roads this week.
Why not? You know, it just, like, there's so many legends of every city, every small town
has
one road that's like the death road, the motorcycle is phantom motorcycle, headless rider, crybaby road, all those kind of things. But before we get into that, I have a story for you,
okay.
Joe.
A haunted Florida man?
Tales from Florida. My apologies to the Floridians that like to listen to the show.
I think they're used to it.
They should be.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Miami Herald, so you know it's a legit news source.
Legit.
Too legit to quit. Too legit. Okay. Gassy guard sought the Instagram fame on the night shift, and his bosses weren't pleased. I'm Paul Flart. I make fart videos on Instagram for the joy and happiness of all who see them. My goal is to be the first person to make a living off farting after getting fired from my job in a public manager. Public manner. This is no joke because the individual who posts these videos is really now out of a job. But he won't stop passing gas or posting his odorous bodily functions for his 52,000 plus followers on Instagram.
52,000 plus followers.
More than we have on Instagram.
And he farts.
The New Jersey native's dozens of posts show Flart, his real name, in a security guard uniform expelling gas loudly in his former workplace, the heart of Florida Regional Medical Center in Davenport, Florida. Can't make this up. The 31-year-old said he worked the 2 to 11 shift for over a year. One night, he let gas escape, and the acoustics of the loud lobby made the noise even more dramatic. Like that time I let it rip in the basement of the rep theater. We had a bunch of ghost hunters there. Well, it was just our friends. It wasn't like any outside people.
There were some outside people there because it was a fundraiser.
But they were in the room with us. And I said it was Joe and Josh and Chris from Haunted Toledo. And I was like, did you hear that? And they're like, what? What? And I go,
and, you know, the sad part about it.
They started busting out loud.
Sad part about it is I had the recorder going.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Blew the door off. I blew the ghost right out of the theater.
That was that Sam's Club fart guy.
Oh my god!
Video.
I pee my pants every time I hear that. It's so freaking funny. Okay, I gotta get through this.
All right, go ahead. Okay. Sorry, farty.
Yeah.
I'm just joking around, trying to be a farty pants.
You.
Shard it. Shard it, shard it out loud.
Help me, listeners, help me. I'm trapped in the podcast studio. Okay, all right. series.
Yes.
So, the man continues that he will keep posting his clips. He has made 75 videos, and he's a rising star. And he's asking for people to contribute to him and asking for just a dollar.
He'll make millions. He will. People pay for the parts.
And his reason for the excessive gas is he's lactose intolerant.
Oh.
So.
See, now that just goes to show you, though. If you have a talent,
clearly we don't. We don't. yeah, so, you know, he's probably making more bank than we are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what? Oh, you got little sound bites. What is that?
Just YouTube. YouTube.
Yeah, but what is it?
Oh, it's the Price is Right loser horn. Oh, my gosh. I should just play that for this whole podcast. But anyways, weird tales from Florida. I did see the naked woman once again.
What?
The naked woman.
I didn't hear about this.
I thought we talked about it last show.
No.
Driving home from work, going down Jackman, looked to my left before, maybe a block before Jackman, and this lady walks out on her porch completely naked.
Oh.
And she's quite elderly.
Aw.
And quite saggy.
Aw.
And it was not pretty.
She's single?
I saw her twice. The first time she was completely butt naked, completely stark birthday suit naked. And then the second time she was just topless. I don't know. She must have dementia or something.
Yeah.
It's like rush hour and she's walking out.
Yeah, Jackman Road's a main road right by our house.
Walking out on the porch. Naked as a draper.
Hey.
Only in Toledo.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Well. She's flaunting it, but she ain't got it. Okay, so talking about main roads.
Haunted roads.
Haunted roads. Okay, some of the most haunted roads in the United States. We have some stories of the most haunted, five of America's most haunted roads.
We kind of picked out what we wanted to. Because I, doing research on this, because I've always known about the haunted road theories of, all the different things you do and the different bridges and all that. But
the school bus and the children.
Well, we'll talk about that later. But I started doing research and every state has the most haunted road. I'm like, all right.
Well, we've been, around here. I mean, we've been driving cars for, 100 years now? So there's bound to be accidents. Oh, I just heard a really bad accident. About an accident. There was a girl a couple of days ago who drove into a reservoir up by the power plant, and it was 20, 30 feet deep, and they saw the accident, but they couldn't get to her because it was too deep.
Oh, wow.
And I just left her in there, and they got her a couple of days later.
Oh.
If that's not a recipe for haunting.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, scary. Scary stuff, but who doesn't love a fall cruise down a beautiful wooded two-lane road with dips and turns as the leaves begin to change color? What if those woods held something other than deer and squirrels, Joe's favorite,
squirrels.
But something more sinister. So here's five stretches of asphalt that have everything to do from ghosts to escaped zoo animals, all ready to scare the hell out of you.
Scare the hell out of you.
Don't be scared when you're listening to the podcast.
All right.
Okay, first one is called Resurrection Cemetery. So this is out of the Chicago area, which I think this has been on a couple of the most terrifying places, those kind of shows that they have on Travel Channel, which I love. They've been playing them all week, and I'm just obsessed. One of the most possible haunted areas in all of Chicago is the stretch of roads called Archer Avenue. Now, it's between Resurrection Cemetery and St. James/Sag Church. It weaves its way through forests, lakes, multiple graveyards, all with their own terrifying tales. So ghostly monks, not chipmunks, monks, haunt the areas around the St. James/Sag. The gray baby lurks at Sacred Heart Cemetery, and phantom horses horse riders cross the street at the nearby 95th and Keene Roads. But perhaps some of the most supernatural tales are known as the one called Resurrection Mary.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Okay.
Remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Chicago's Resurrection Mary is one of the most famous vanishing hitchhiker tales ever told. She's been scaring motorists on Archer Avenue since the 1930s. And she's had consistent appearances all along. And no sign of her stopping. So they're still seeing, people are still reporting seeing her up until, you know, recent. So in 1939, there were some people leaving the Willowbrook Ballroom and had reported seeing a woman in a white dress standing on the side of the road. Whenever she is picked up by a passing motorist, the quiet girl says nothing the entire ride until the car passes the Resurrection Cemetery, and she promptly disappears into thin air. Like, oh. Just disappears. Like, that would be so spooky. Sometimes Mary exits the car, but in one famous story, she actually burns her hands into the cemetery gates, and they say there's still marks there to this day. So we have to go.
Yes.
We have to go check this out. Sometimes men will meet Mary at the local dance, and then when they offer her a ride home, she'll accept it. Only once the car passes the cemetery, she pulls the unusual disappearing act. So there's plenty of variations of the vanishing hitchhiker story throughout. They all kind of end the same way, right? Where the person disappears into midair. But folklorists and story lovers believe Mary's identity is true, and she's actually a lady named Mary Bregovi, who was a young girl who died in 1934. Others think she might be Anna Marja Norkis, another girl who died in a car crash returning home from the O. Henry Ballroom. Now, there's many people who have claimed to see the ghost of Mary standing on the side of the road along Archer Avenue. And if you're looking for something spooky to do at Halloween, Resurrection Mary is one of the most iconic ghost stories of all time. So you can't go, you know, get much spookier than that. So swing through Resurrection Cemetery. It's home to the world's largest stained glass window.
Oh.
Which we'll absolutely have to check out. And perhaps a dance at Willowbrook Ballroom. You'll meet up with Mary and she'll ask you for a ride, Joe.
That'd be my luck. Finally meet a girl and she disappears at the cemetery. Of course, I'd be going into the cemetery because we always hang out at cemeteries.
Always, forever. Yeah, that would definitely be your luck there, Joey.
One of my favorite ones that I've read about is called Clinton Road. It's in West Milford, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Now, this road has tons of activity and tons of legends. The most common phenomenon is reported on Clinton Road refers to as phenomenon headlights. Mm-hmm. Phenomenon headlights. Mm-hmm. But there's also been semis that have gone by and been phantom semis, phantom cars.
Ooh, never heard of that.
Yeah. The story will go that there'll be a dark vehicle that has its high beams on coming at the other cars heading the other way. And as just as they're about to hit, they vanish.
What city is that one in?
It's in West Milford, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Also has a legend around the Dead Man's Curve in mm-hmm. that there's a ghost boy bridge.
Yeah.
So what happens there?
It's the boy that actually drowned off the bridge into the creek. And it's just a bridge on Clinton Road that it says that he lurks under the bridge. You can actually hear him. And it's also known that if you throw a coin into the water, mm-hmm. he'll toss it back. So that's awesome. A lot of people, when they go down Clinton Road by that bridge, they always slow down and look for quarters on the road.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And being that there's a change shortage right now, that'd be a good thing to do.
You know, I have a theory about the change shortage. That was developed by the credit card companies because they want you to use your credit
That's
card
right.
even more to rack up the interest.
That's
there's no
right.
coin shortage.
That's right.
Shortridge says there's no coin shortage. I am unanimous.
One of the most terrifying things about Clinton. One of the most terrifying things about Clinton Road is sometimes at night when you're driving along and you turn off your high or turn off your headlights, honk your horn 3 times,
yeah,
Chelsea Clinton will appear.
On Clinton Road.
I'm so bad.
Bum, bum, ba,
no, folks, that is a lie. Don't do that. Do not summon.
Do appearances.
Don't summon Chelsea Clinton.
No.
Is it Chelsea or Shell? I don't know.
Yeah. The strange thing, though, about Clinton Road, there were KKK meetings held along that road.
Mm-hmm.
There were witches and druid ceremonies that took a place. And then there was also a hotbed of satanic activity that happened. There's some ruins called the Cross Castle that they believe that these Satanists were doing rituals and things up in there. There was also a place called Jungle Habitat that years ago, they think they may have let loose a bunch of wild animals.
Okay.
In that area.
And is that why they claim to see wild, wild beasts?
Beasts. The Jersey Devil. So it's a Jungle Habitat was completely abandoned. It was an animal theme park, which turned into somewhat of a terrifying recreational area. I'm quote, air quotes on that. The decision was made to shut down the New Jersey safari-themed amusement park. The powers that be thought that simply abandoning the grounds would be enough to take the wildlife out of the park. But however, they neglected to remember that one key fact about the abandoned jungle's untamed beasts, what they were hardwired for survival. So first reports of the abandoned space being not so abandoned came a few years after the initial closure of the park in 1976, when the West Milford residents voted against the expansion of the Jungle Habitat. The current owners, Warner Brothers, cut their losses and stepped away from the unlucky theme park. Leading up to this decision, there were troubling incidents of visitor attacks, diseased animals on the loose. And from the first days of the park opening, it became apparent that no one involved had the slightest notion how to run an entertainment spot, how to deal with the wild beasts, or what type of enclosures to keep the animals in. So what happened is after the shutdown, there were difficulties. It was rumored that binge drinking started happening by some of the locals. They had like late night hunting parties that killed more than 30 of the animals, exotic animals, lions, zebras, even elephants. The horrendous pile of carcasses that were left behind for more than 6 months due to both parties refusing to take responsibility. So without any supervision or structure to regulate the park, the Jungle Habitat was forgotten and the wild things crept in. So now, decades later, strange rumors still persist. Locals have reported seeing kangaroos and monkeys and other non-dangerous untamed beasts roaming the outskirts of the reserve. And the park itself had become so overgrown that the wild and the buildings were reduced to ruins. More than 40 years later, the park looks like a part of the jungle now. The space is still very much accessible for those, you know, who want to go explore. And you just got to make sure you watch out for, you know, anything that may still be lurking. And that's along that Clinton Road area. So very interesting.
That must be where the stories of the Black Panthers and that come from.
But who does that? I mean, who just...
Just walks away.
And or leaves. Goes in and kills an elephant. Like,
oh,
there's
yeah.
only like so many left. I mean, of course, well, it's 1976,
and,
but still.
You know, you get a few drinks in you and you're like, let's go kill some elephants.
Oh, Lordy.
I know where there's an elephant.
Yeah, right, buddy. No, really. So maybe the ghosts of the poor slaughtered animals are still roaming the grounds and probably trample you and ghost eat you for killing them.
Yeah.
All right, we got other roads, Joe.
Here's a little blurb.
Okay.
Another one I found interesting, Mount Mystery Road in Melville, Long Island.
Ooh.
Mount Mystery Road and Sweet Hollow Road run basically parallel to each other, and they're pretty much 40 miles outside of Manhattan. Countless horror stories and talk of spirits have come from those who travel these roads. The common theme is that the locals say that it's cursed and to stay off those roads. One notable legend is that a mental asylum was built or sometime in the 1700s near Mount Mystery Road. And when they rebuilt the road, it disturbed all the mental patients that were buried there.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Can you imagine building a road right over?
Yeah, that's what they did.
Oh,
there was a
so scary
commoner grave or they built it. That happens a lot. That's a lot of the reasons why a lot of these roads are haunted. There's times where you're driving down the road and you'll see a tiny little cemetery right along the road. And you think, well, wait a minute. Is that the remnants of what a bigger one was or what? But on this road, they have all the time they talk about people driving down this road seeing, is it a ferial? Is that the word mm-hmm. I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
People walking down the road. And the same situation. They're driving along and they're walking in the middle of the road. They think they hit them. So they stop. They get out and there's no one there. No damage to the cars. They just vanish.
Or they get in your back seat and come home with you.
Exactly.
Stay at home ghosts. No hitchhikers allowed. There's this really cool place in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It's called Boy Scout Lane. There's no record of any Boy Scout deaths on Boy Scout Lane, but it hasn't stopped urban legends from spreading. Some of the versions of the story are that Boy Scouts are murdered by their scoutmaster, their bus driver. In others, their death was resulted of a tragic bus crash or fire. But people say they have seen ghostly lanterns, shadows, small handprints in tree. The Boy Scout of America's camp mm-hmm. is along that road, and it's private property, and you can't go on to go ghost hunting. But no, they've had a lot of reports of those things. That could be more urban legend type.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you have a camp like that, Camp Store we went to when we were kids.
Yeah, we all had to go to Camp Store.
Oh, my gosh. It seemed like it was 800 miles away. It was only an hour drive. But they always do that. You know, they pull up those ghost stories mm-hmm. and legends. But this one's interesting. This is kind of more of a true tale. There's a place called Annie's Road. It's actually Riverview Drive in Totowa, New Jersey.
Totowa.
There's a lot of weird stuff in New Jersey.
Yeah, there is.
I just want to say. This one is called Annie's Road, and it's named for the ghost of a young woman named Annie who is, legend has it, was hit by a truck and killed on her prom night in the 1960s. Some motorists have heard reported screams, seen mysterious fogs, experienced interference with their phones and their cameras. And it's bordered, the street it borders right on the Laurel Grove Cemetery. So that's, you know, a lot of these legends and these ghost sightings for these older, you know, cemeteries are always right along that road. Mm-hmm. These spirits are wandering looking for something. Usually young people. It's usually the legend of the young girl on her prom night, like this one,
yeah.
You know, or she was coming home from a dance. But that's scary though, because, you know, there was a lot of young women who disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago. There's a place in Maine called Aroostook County. It's Route 2A. And it's known as a very treacherous stretch of road for truck drivers. There's a lot of sharp turns, and when it's ice and snow covered in the winter, it's just, they call it a tombstone every mile. There was a song written about it. It's called Tombstone Every Mile.
Oh.
By Dick Curlis. The drivers have been reported of seeing ghosts of a girl on the side of the road and a woman begging passersby for help for her husband, but she disappears when approached.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get some of these really slick and windy roads. What's the place that has the tree full of shoes?
There's a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
But the one that I know of is up by Dana's house. It's in Whitmore Lake, Michigan, off of 7 Mile. And I drove up there, and it's weird because the legend is that there was a serial killer, and he was killed a lot of kids. And all the kids that he killed, he threw his shoes up in the tree. That's the legend. But I did drive past there, and there is a tree full of shoes.
There's another place, but it's a famous place for motorcycle accidents. And they put the shoes of the dead people in the tree or something. Huh. Like, I think it's the dragon tail.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's it. But
because I was looking up at the one time about, you know, because they're all over tree shoes or shoe trees, whatever you call them. And I saw that one. So I'm like, it's right there. I'm going to go up past it. And I did. And it's hard to find because it is on one of those dirt roads. And it's weird. Those dirt roads up there, they're like 2 to 4 feet lower than the sides. So the roads are like cut into the ground.
That's strange.
It's so bizarre. And I was going along and all of a sudden I look up and there it was.
Well, that would be interesting to set like a trap cam or something. Yeah. To see if there's any activity of like people, you know, like ghost spirits trying to get their shoes out of their tree.
Yeah.
Here's a really cool one out of Rehoboth, Massachusetts. I think I'm saying that right. Maybe, maybe not. Drivers on Route 44 in Massachusetts had reported seeing sightings of a red-headed man in a flannel shirt and jeans who smiles eerily at passing cars. According to one account, the man faded out of the back seat after a driver picked him up, thinking he was a hitchhiker. That was a very famous book called The New England Ghost Files. That one came out of... you know, I don't think people are picking up hitchhikers anymore.
You never know.
It's
too
dangerous. Would you pick up a hitchhiker?
If I've thought about this before, because I've seen people walk down the street, and if I see like their car broke down, obviously, and that, I probably would. But,
yeah,
you know, I mean, people still hitchhike across country. They still do it. It's not as, you know, prevalent, or what you want to say, as it used to be, but people still do it.
It scares me, though. Like, you know, I've been driving on I-75 for almost 18 years now. And every once in a while, I'll see people walking up and down the expressway. It's very rare.
Yeah.
But it scares me because I'm like, especially I saw a couple of like lady, like, you know, I thought it was a young girl at first, but it was just a very short lady. But I'm like, there was nothing around. There was no car broke down, and she was just walking, and she didn't have anything with her, like a backpack or anything. And I was just like, oh, my God, that's just, you know, that scares me.
You know, as we're talking about spirits like this, you never know. Maybe that was a spirit that you saw, but obviously you didn't pick her up. But
no, you know, it's like you wanna have faith in people, and you want to help people. But you also don't want to put yourself in danger. Because I've seen all those Lifetime movies and court, you know, what do they call them? Case files or whatever. Somebody was doing a good Samaritan thing and then gets murdered and becomes a ghost.
I know that you love bridges.
I love them so much.
The Sunshine Skyway Bridge in Tampa, Florida is a 5.5 mile long bridge connecting St. Petersburg to Manatee. Okay. That's not the original one. The original one was hit by a cargo ship in 1980. A Greyhound bus and a bunch of cars went down.
No.
And actually fell off the end of the bridge.
You're telling me this.
Killing a bunch of people. And it's said that they have the same thing as we've been talking about. You know, people walking, people wandering on the bridge, and people think they're going to commit suicide, so they stop, and only to find out that there's nobody there.
Joe and I are about to cross the biggest bridge in the United States.
The Mackinac Bridge.
Yeah, the Mighty Mac.
The Mighty Mac, which two cars that we know of have fell off the...
Don't tell me that.
A Yugo was blown off.
No. And a Bronco, right?
The Bronco, I think the Bronco was on purpose because I drove through there like 2 days after it happened. And you could see, like, they call them yaw marks. They're not skid marks, but they're sliding marks.
Oh, okay.
And you could see where he went over to the side, and the bumper was still hanging on the bridge, which I'm surprised they didn't take it off. But I'm driving along, and there's a bumper. I'm like, okay. And then you could still see in the ice where it went through.
That, you know, what a way to go. Like, you still have time to think about it on the way down. You know, like, you know,
it's 200 feet from the bridge to the water.
I have, like, major anxiety just thinking about that right now. Like, seriously, I need a drink. Oh, God.
But yes,
people don't commit suicide.
sightings of ghosts wandering the bridge on this Skyway Bridge.
There's an actual road called Shades of Death Road.
Oh, no.
For real. Warren County, New Jersey. Even have a picture of the sign. Shades of Death Road. As the name, Shades of Death Road, wasn't scary enough. Some say that the street gets its name from the series of grisly murders that occurred there in the 1920s and 30s. There also are accounts that that road was named for the malaria outbreaks in the 1850s. But all kinds of sightings of spirits wandering around that road as well. Right here, close to home, Kelly Road in Ohiosville, Pennsylvania. This is also known as the Mystery Mile, which is really cool. Paranormal activity in the area has attributed to the legend of a couple who have said to have died in their carriage, which flipped over. So I'm thinking maybe early, 1800, before cars. That was really smart. According to the story, the woman's neck snapped and the man was crushed in a slow, torturous death. And people have reported hearing sounds of the carriage crashing and cries for help.
So there's also been multiple cases of people being attacked by animals on that road. On top of that, the ghostly white silhouettes have been frequently reported on the stretch road.
That reminds me of the Holcomb Woods story. So there's a road called Holcomb Road. It's in Bowling Green, Ohio, I believe, Wood County, which is just south of Toledo. And they have all kinds of activity there. Now, our friend Nadine and John had come on and talked about it. They were on one of the previous podcasts that they had a really almost like wolf-like thing come at them and possibly follow them home. I have to ask her about that. But that's local here, and I've never been down there. Have you been on that road?
No, I haven't. We could go. I mean, it's only 30 or 40 miles away.
Yeah, and people report of strange, like, glowing red eyes, feeling of dread. People get really upset because you pull on the side of the road because it's like a two-lane highway. There's really no berm and very dense, like, forested area there. So. I
can't remember. Yeah, I remember.
Place to check out, people.
I remember them talking to us about it, but I can't remember what they were saying. Yeah. But I do remember them talking about being attacked, basically, by either a dog man or something like that. But the thing is with them is they have a dog man encounter that happened to them when they lived in, I believe it was Pennsylvania, where it actually, the dog man left scratch marks in their camper or their in their mobile home.
Yeah, that was so scary.
Yeah, so they've had encounters with dogmen before. Now, kind of makes you wonder, do the dogmen follow them?
It's very possible. If you guys want to go back and listen to that show, it's Black Swamp Paranormal with Nadine and John Smith. It was such an interesting story. She was so shaken up. She could barely tell it.
Yeah.
She was crying and shaking when she was telling us. So, like, it really, even 20, 30 years later, had such a deep effect on her. But they do so much. They go to a ton of really cool paranormal places. And we were so thankful that they invite us along to a couple of them. But there's a place here in Ohio. And so coming, it's Holcomb Woods is in Wood County. This is in Claremont County. It's called Dead Man's Curve, which I think, probably every state has one. The name is for this really sharp turn. So it's so sharp. They say that it's actually haunted by an actual dead man.
Haunted by a dead man?
An actual dead man. The interstate section is at Route 125 and Route 222.
Oh, when we mentioned this, I was going to tell you to look that up. But I don't know the story about it, but I remember hearing Route 222.
Yes, there was somebody did a video about it, about Route 222, how dangerous it is. There was a hitchhiker who died in a crash in the 1960s, and when he appears on the road, he's faceless, and he always appears in the early hours in the morning. Now, this road was so dangerous, the curve was so deadly, they had so many accidents there, they actually changed the road to be more square than like round, which kind of ain't so great, but corner of Route 125 and 222 in Claremont County, Ohio. 222.
Sticking local, I know we've mentioned this a lot because this is a local one that we go to a lot, is Gibbs Bridge and Gibbs Road.
Yeah.
There's so many different legends that come out of this. And we've done videos on it. We've talked about it many times. We've been out there many times. But a few of the stories that happens on Gibbs Road, like there was a story of a motorcyclist and somebody strung a wire across the bridge and decapitated him.
So just a little background of that. It's on the western edge of Lucas County. It's a small one-lane bridge that spans over the muddy waters of 10 Mile Creek.
Which is, 10 Mile Creek has some history to it also, we'll just say.
Yeah, so Native American land. Joe, what did you see under the Gibbs Bridge in that creek?
And that, when we were out there, I went underneath it, and there were skeletons of large animals. I don't know if they were dogs. I don't know if they were what they were, mm-hmm. but they were big. And big birds, mm-hmm. like vultures, you know, that big, like 10-foot wingspan.
That's really creepy.
Big bone. And the thing is, though, I do know when the video that one of the local teams put out, that we were in, one of the things they showed was the same thing underneath the bridge, but this was like a year later he filmed that. So those bones were probably not there. So it's, wow. There's something under that bridge that's collecting bones.
It's an ogre. It's Shrek. It's also, there's numerous traffic accidents and at least one suicide happened at that bridge. And it's so weird because it's just like in the middle of a cornfield. It's not like at a busy intersection. It's not like a lot of houses around that people would like take off out of there.
Go on Google Maps, look up Gibbs Bridge. It's in between Sylvania, Ohio and Berkey, Ohio.
Yeah. So people have recorded or reported, I should say, phantom cars crashing into each other sounds, ghostly giggling of children, seeing dark figures. In that tree area, mm-hmm. there's like a little bit of trees by the...
I've seen photos of that.
The creek. Mists that appear out of nowhere.
Yep.
There's also a neighbor who was quite upset that we were there, who had chased people away with shotgun.
Yeah. That's real. That's not...
That's real, yeah.
That is real.
It's weird because that guy wasn't there the time that we were there,
mm-hmm.
but he had... He doesn't live there anymore, but he would chase people off the road with his truck and pull guns on them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God he doesn't live there anymore. He was mentally. But the guy that showed up when we were there filming was so scary. I'm not kidding. That was one time in my life. I'm like, oh, dude, man, he's either going to... I thought he was going to shoot, like, just go crazy mm-hmm. and, like, murder us because he was very, very strange.
Yeah.
He was like... Not like, what are you guys doing out here? He's like, what are you doing here? You know, don't film me. Turn that camera off.
And it's like, dude, and Chris get
was
out
like,
of here.
Chris was like, keep the cameras running.
Yeah.
So I just put it down to my side and like, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't own the bridge, okay? You don't own the bridge.
Yeah. Strange.
But that goes to show you, though, when you go to these bridges or these roads and you do these things that people say, like, you know, shut your lights off, honk your horn 3 times, whatever. Don't be so much afraid of the dead.
Yeah. Just be aware of the surroundings because you don't want to be disrespectful to the neighbors, the people that actually use the road. But, you know, I just strongly caution, you know, don't go by yourself either.
Never.
You know, it's not worth it. It's too scary out there.
The one time I drove out there, I was out going to the Indian burial mounds, and on my way back, it's right off the road I was on. So I'm like, I'm going to go over Gibbs Bridge, you know?
Yeah.
And when I pulled up, there were some kids out there.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't recognize them, but...
Yeah.
So I don't know if they were with a paranormal team or that, but you could tell they were, like, doing ghosty stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So I pulled up. And they're all like freaking out because, oh no, somebody's stopping. Yeah. You know? And I'm like, yeah, capture anything yet? And they're like, no. I'm like, hey, last time I was here, we did. And they were like, really? You know, sort of like when, I don't have it on the computer, so I can't play it, but that when you were doing your EVP session, I was underneath the bridge and I could hear you, and you're like, what's the name of this bridge? And right away on the spirit box, it said Gibbs.
I'm like, Jonathan. I was so excited. That was like the first real good EVP that I caught.
Yeah.
There's another place. This is really like scary looking. It's Riverdale Road, and it's between Thornton and Brayton in Colorado. Now, it gets super snowy, super slippery. It's kind of on the water, so like you could like just into the water. It's an 11-mile road connecting Thornton and Brayton, which is the subject of many urban legends and myths. One is called Jogger's Hill. So there's an undead jogger that supposedly bangs on cars and will leave handprints on the window. Now, didn't we see something on one of the shows that they put like powder or flour? Yeah. Or something? What did they use?
What you do is there's a cemetery, and if you put your car in neutral, and this happens all over, you know, same thing with crybaby bridges and all that, but there's a cemetery, and if you put your car in neutral, your car will actually move forward. And when you go out back, you'll see handprints on your car of someone trying to push your car out of the...
Would you use like baby powder or flour?
No, just baby powder.
Oh, okay.
Sprinkle a little bit on the bumper and on the top of the car, like on the trunk lid and stuff, and just put it in neutral. But the only problem is I don't know which one, what cemetery that is.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably a lot.
Yeah. I do know that up here in Michigan by Cass Lake and all that, there's a cemetery where if you go in the cemetery and you stay on the outer rim road, and there's an old oak tree and all, you know, the same stories. Yeah. But if you go up to it, you put your car in neutral and your car will roll uphill. And I want to do it. I know exactly where it's at, and I just haven't had a chance to get up there.
We're going.
But your car rolls uphill. And the only reason that it does that is because it's actually rolling downhill, but the way the hills are, and the grave site, the gravestones are kind of tilted on the side of the hill. It looks like you're...
So it's like an optical illusion type thing. Yeah, it is. It's optical. Like a mystery, mystery spot.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
I love that stuff. But we should try that sometime, like when we go to these cemeteries and thing, putting the powder on the window or something, just to see if anything like makes a handprint or, you know, something like that. That would be very interesting. I can't think of any other like super haunted roads here in Toledo, but we've had so many incidents and accidents.
Oh yeah.
On many roads.
One of the things that when we were just talking about different things, it, for some reason, I know this is not a haunted story or that, but when you go down Lexus Road is one of the main roads here in Toledo, and you take a Lexus Road to get onto the expressway. But there's a Menards, and in order to get into the Menards, you have to turn and go over this little bridge because there's a big creek right in front. There's a new guardrail there because someone ran into the guardrail, went down into the ditch and into the creek, and that's probably 15 to 20 feet down. And it was the same situation where a woman was in an accident. It was the middle of the night, and for some reason, someone was just driving by and noticed that the guardrail was gone. So they looked and found the car down. And I don't know if she died, but when you're saying that, that reminded me of that. And if you drive past right now, the guardrail's new.
Yeah, I saw that on the way home.
It wasn't a bunch of kids in a school bus that went off
and then they
burst into flames.
Car
and
over the railroad track. wasn't there a railway incident you were telling me about earlier?
No, I was just making that up.
Oh, okay.
I said, you know, so where I live, down the road here where I live, there's General Mills, which makes cereal and all that. And there's a railroad that runs into there, and it crosses over Lasky Road. And I was just saying that there was a school bus that got hit and was pushed, and the kids burst into flames. And lies. They're all lies.
I don't know. I think there's got to be some... Do you remember when we were going to Gettysburg and we were in the mountains and there was a plaque for a school bus crash?
Yeah.
and all these mm-hmm. kids got killed.
I've seen that a lot.
You get goosebumps yeah. just thinking about that.
It, if you go down, I forget, it was down 75, and as you get into, no, that can't be right. I thought it was when you get into Kentucky.
Might be. It. Yeah, yeah.
Because you get both past Florence, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and there's a big, long curve.
Yeah.
And there's a sign there, at, and there was an actual school bus crash there. School bus crash there.
So scary.
That was a real crash. It wasn't like, yeah. you know,
oh,
a legend.
Gosh. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine not, like, seeing a ghost on something like that. But that always scares me when we go, you know, Gerald and I were traveling. We didn't get to travel this year. Stupid COVID. But on some of those roads that are just, like, cut into the mountains, mm-hmm. like, I freak out. Like, I can't even look, you know? Like, we're going around these curves at, like, 70 miles an hour.
And there's been times where we're driving at night and we're making these curves and there's people in the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Ghost people.
Ghost people in the road. Ghost people in the road.
We should make a song,
yeah.
Joe, called Ghost People in the Road. Maybe we'll get 75 videos and 52 million hits.
There you go.
Want to hear one more?
One more.
One more, two more? Okay, one more. All right, let me get you a good one. Okay, this is out of New Orleans, our favorite city.
Narlands?
Narlands.
It is actually New Orleans. It's not Narlands.
We like to say that. All right, so legend says, a rich local man donated a collection of statuary with the stipulation that they create one statue to pay tribute to his deceased daughter, Mona. Details around the legend of Mona's death are murky, but supposedly Mona and the sailor she loved used to walk hand in hand through what is now New Orleans City Park. Their love would not last. One version was that the father forbid the romance and Mona killed herself. And then another says that the sailor really didn't love her, and when he dumped her, the reaction from Mona was so violent that he killed her to silence her. Sadly, people eventually destroyed the memorial statue in the city park. And today she says to haunt young lovers who drive down Mona Lisa Drive. Couples hoping to do a little parking. Is that what they're calling it these days? along the Mona Lisa Drive may hear a woman moaning in heartache and even scratching at their windows. New Orleans.
Lover's Lane.
We didn't even talk about
Lover's Lane.
Lane.
There's all kinds of those.
Yes, definitely. We probably need to go and investigate some of these little crybaby bridges everywhere.
And I never understood that. Why blink your headlights three times or stuff like that?
Well, three is the sign of the Trinity.
Yeah, it's true.
And, you know, like you usually get three scratches because mm-hmm. it's mocking the Trinity. I don't know. I think most of the stories that we heard were out of New Jersey. So that's probably the most haunted roads, legends.
Yeah.
You know, the Jersey Devil and all that.
Uh-huh.
Anything else, Joe? You got any?
Nope. Just want to remind everybody to get up there on the website called podcastawards.com. Get up there and vote for us now.
Please, please, please.
Get up and vote. We really would appreciate if you got on there and voted. Just go to podcastawards.com and Jen will put a link in the show notes. So just click in the show notes and vote for us because we need to win.
Yes. Just because.
We need to win.
We want to just show those other paranormal podcasts. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Don't they know who I am?
We will haunt them. But anyways, Joe, another great week, another great stories, another great podcast.
I've always liked haunted road stories.
Me too.
Yeah.
I always like the ghost bride ones.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see a ghost bride in her wedding dress.
Running down the road.
That's right.
Chasing me.
Yes.
Yes.
She wants to jump in your car and disappear.
Yeah.
But anyways.
All right. So thanks a lot, everybody. Please, please, please get up to podcastawards.com and vote for 222 Paranormal in the culture section, I guess. Wah, wah,
wah. I couldn't resist. It's my favorite. But anyways, have a great week, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Let's leave with a little Dead in Five, Devil, White Devil.
Ooh, that's Don't pick up hitchhikers.
No.
They might be ghosts. See you guys.
Bye.
You lose your mind and you'll cry.